This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Chief Counsel Notice CC-2024-007. That is a mouthful. Most people just call it CC-2004-007. It was issued January 28, 2004, and it opened the door to retroactive cost segregation. Let me explain the problem it solved. When you buy or build a property and file your tax return, you pick a depreciation schedule. A commercial building goes on the 39-year schedule. The components inside, things like flooring, specialty electrical, and certain plumbing, should go on faster schedules. 5 years, 7 years, or 15 years. But many property owners never had a cost segregation study done, so everything went on the slow schedule, even the things that qualified for faster write-offs. Years later, the owner learns about cost segregation. A study could show that they've been over-depreciating the building shell and under-depreciating the components. There is money left on the table from prior years. The question is, can you go back and fix it? Before CC-2004-007, the IRS had a problem with this. Their position was that changing the depreciation schedule for already filed years was a change in accounting method. That is a formal legal concept. Changing your accounting method requires IRS consent. You have to file a form called Form 3115 and get approval. That process takes time, costs money, and is not guaranteed to succeed. CC-2004-007 changed that. The IRS reversed its own position. The notice says, reclassifying property through a cost segregation study is not a change in accounting method. It is a correction of how you originally classified the asset. That is a different thing. And because it is not a method change, you do not need IRS permission. You can file amended returns for the years that are still open under the statute of limitations. That was a significant shift. It meant that a property owner who had never had a study done could hire an engineer, do a retroactive study, and then amend prior returns to capture the missed depreciation from those years, all without having to ask the IRS for permission first. Now, a few honest notes about how this fits today. CC-2004-007 is non-precedential. That means it is internal guidance from the IRS Chief Counsel's Office, not a published revenue ruling. It does not bind courts, and it is not the final word. But it established the IRS's own willingness to accept retroactive corrections, which is what made the practice workable. Also, there is another POF that many practitioners use today. Revenue Procedure 2002-9 and related procedures created what is called the Automatic Form 3115. That procedure lets taxpayers make a catch-up adjustment in a single year using the consent mechanism, which can cover more years than amending returns. Both paths are available. The right one depends on your situation and which years you can still reach. The important takeaway is this. If you placed a property in service years ago and never had a study done, you may not have missed your chance. A look-back study reviews prior years, identifies the components that should have been on faster schedules, and calculates the catch-up amount you are owed. CC-2004-007 is part of the legal foundation that supports going back to get it. Not every property will qualify, and not every prior year will be reachable. The statute of limitations matters, but the door is open, and CC-2004-007 is why. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To learn more, visit the Authority Library in your report.